Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Straker juggles the ball. That's an error on Straker. Henderson moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larkin strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to third. Bush moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Parker scores. McGuire goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Hubbard scores. One out. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Mark Portugal now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco is hit by the pitch. Javier moves to second. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Parker reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. Javier scores. Canseco moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco tags and scores. Parker tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a line drive towards first. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett is 0-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansford is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lansford. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Javier is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Canseco is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parker is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti is 0-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bush is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Larkin is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGuire is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach is 0-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Laudner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gagne is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hare is 0-3 in the game. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Gagne moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Atherton now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Best now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 4 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lochner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lochner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.